Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Can I just say, Al, I love your shirt today.
Oh, thank you. Just a plain white shirt.
It's a white button-down. I haven't seen you wear one of those in so long.
Oh, well, thank you. Look at that. Encouragement. That's positive encouragement. See, ladies, compliment your man. Not the Jen and I heard, you know.
Compliment your man. Compliment. Like, I'm complimenting my man right now.
Compliments go a long way.
Compliments do go a long way. Make your day,
they
man.
Do. It's
make
sometimes your day. I feel like, because we know each other so well, we don't compliment each other enough. Because it's like, whatever.
That's very good.
But I really do like that shirt. I just thought about it.
Thank you. And JC, you're hanging in there, dude. I'm going to compliment you. JC's not feeling real well.
Yeah, JC's pukey pukey today.
And he's not feeling real well, but he's hanging in there. He's hanging tough.
I'm trying.
Nothing like the sweet sound of 5 a.m.
I'm trying to be quiet when I go in
vomiting
there.
Vomiting in the toilet right there.
I'm trying to have the quiet.
No. Yeah,
I don't want you guys to hear me.
Everyone's throw up sound is different. I know. I heard you coughing, and then I just heard the rah.
Oh, see, I'm trying to be quiet. Now I'm mad at myself because I'm not going to be able to eat chicken wings ever again.
That'll last a month. You know that.
You think so? I'm really sad.
I mean, everything's different. Yeah, if you get food poisoning off seafood, that can last a while.
That's the worst one I've ever had was seafood. So I still can't eat salmon. Very much.
Boy.
Oh, I had the best piece of salmon on Friday. Oh, it was so good. We had a dill sauce on it.
Oh, I envy you for
it. So good.
I'll eat it once in a while. Like, it's got to strike me right.
My mouth watered thinking about it.
It's happened more with alcohol for me.
That's like my go-to. Right.
I went 5 years without tequila because I got so sick in college. And I've never had Goldschlager again.
I was having peach schnapps.
Those gold flakes, I don't like that. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I got that way with peach schnapps. Nope. That was a very bad night early on in my drinking days. Right,
somebody talked me into a tequila shot yesterday. That's my shot of choice, right. Tequila.
But you like good stuff.
I always have to look at the clock. Like if it's a school night or have to go to work the next day, somebody, hey Al, buy your shot. The first thing I do before I say anything, I look up at the clock to see what time it is, then I count how many hours until 3 a.m. do I have to wake up.
What's your sweet spot? When are you willing to take one?
4 p.m. is about the latest.
That's the latest you'll take one.
5 p.m.
I thought you were going to say, I don't on the school.
Well, usually I don't. I'm not a big shot taker.
So how'd it go down?
You know what? That's Centenario and Yeho.
Smooth.
Smooth. Real cold, real smooth.
My new favorite drink that I've been drinking lately is a tequila with soda water,
yeah,
and then a splash of pineapple.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had that.
I started having it because I heard one of the guys order it on Bachelor in Paradise.
That's where you get your drinks from?
It sounded so good to
you
me.
For admitting that, yeah. But it sounds like a chick drink.
It is.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah. You definitely can't have the straw with it because it makes it look more like a girl drink. But without it.
I thought you couldn't have a straw, period, as a guy.
I just learned that. Yeah, apparently. But I'm a big fan of the straw because I don't like the ice getting on my lip, and then my lip gets all cold.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
You know,
you're so delicate. You're so delicate.
Hey, delicate. How you doing, delicate? All right, we got a play, win, give coming up in about 10 minutes. Make sure you have that phone handy. We'll tell you when to call in and play. Also, love letters to Kelly Monday edition. Just over an hour from now, we'll get you some love letters. Go to KidNation.com if you want us to read your love letter, and hopefully we'll solve your relationship problems. But right now, we want you to give us all your bone picks. Pick. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You can text the show with that same phone number as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this one says, I have a bone to pick with Kelly Raspberry.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were starting the day with confidence.
Oh, yeah.
No, this is bone pick Monday, Kelly.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm covering my ears like I don't want to hear, and I've got earbuds in. This is so stupid.
Ooh, Kelly Raspberry Evans. Every time I hear that Rihanna song, I only hear her saying wild sauce. I used to hear Wild Thoughts. That's the name of the song. Oh, yeah. But no, not since Kelly.
Wild Sauce.
You think of it. It's a better song if it's Wild Sauce.
Yeah. I like Wild
it's
Sauce.
It's a better sauce.
It's like that Shawn Mendes song, Stitches. I used to think he was saying frying up tamales.
Oh, yeah.
Way better. Especially if you like tamales.
Wild sauce. It's like, yeah, slap some wild sauce on me.
I love wild sauce.
I thought it was Wild Sauce. And then I was like, oh, I've been singing it wrong.
Here we go.
Wow.
I hear it now, too.
Yeah. I hear it.
Oh, man.
Now, the second one I heard.
She goes more in with the T on the second one.
But when she's singing it normally, it sounded like sauce.
Totally.
The first one sounds like sauce. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Oh, it's a wild sauce.
I don't know what wild sauce is.
I'm going to do the remake.
I'll do it. Yeah, do the remake.
JC just left some wild sauce in the toilet.
I'm picturing it. No. My bone to pick is to my drunk self.
Huh. Oh, boy.
For buying a 75-inch TV when I ain't got no money.
Oh, shout out, my brother.
Bone pick Monday.
Get it on credit.
I'll give you half of what you pay for.
Wow. See, then they come out huge losers on that one.
And someone tried to TV you can't use.
Someone tried to lure me over yesterday to watch football with an 86-incher.
Ooh.
I didn't even know that existed.
That's like what you see in bars, right?
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, I got 85.
Got a comfy couch, 86-incher?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, my God.
That seems like, that would really give me a headache, I think.
And it's something about, just so y'all know, it's something about when the TV manufacturer, they go from 75 to 85-inch.
Uh-huh.
That's a huge price jump. Like, 75-inch, you can get one for like $2,000, and an 85 is like $6,000.
Well, 5 inches is a huge difference, you know?
Apparently so.
Oh, yeah. Huge difference. To the phones we go.
I like it. I like it.
Michael, you've been on the show before, right? In fact, last week, I believe you were on the show. Oh, please tell me.
Not on it now.
Please tell me our phones.
Oh, come on. No, no, no. Was it last week when we did bone pick that the phone messed up?
Hold on one second. Let me do my double check here.
All right.
I got a bone to pick with
the hotline.
Phones.
Oh, great. Our phones are down again.
No!
Listen.
I don't understand.
How hard is it to get phones to work for a radio show?
Apparently very hard. Apparently very, very hard.
Because the problem is, Nick and Justin back there got us lined up some great calls.
Yes.
Oh, there's some great calls back there. I'm like, this might be the best calls we've ever had.
Oh, and then we have to hang up to reset our phones,
because we got
to
reset our phones. My bone pick is with our phone company. I don't know who it is, but you're.
Can we get their numbers?
Is it the phone company?
You're on the edge. I don't know.
It's got to be something in our little board here.
Who do you want to blame, Kelly?
Have you unplugged it and blown in there?
Yeah. That's what we got to do.
Done that little trick?
Yeah. We got to read the text then.
Yeah, reboot it. Hit the red button. Hold it in for a second.
That's all I know how to do, yeah.
Where's Cheddar? Where's White Cheddar at? Is he running around?
He's got to dust it off.
He's going to give us a phone update.
What do you think? What is it, Robert?
Cheddar.
Angry.
You're angry right now?
I love that he's angry and smiling.
Yeah.
How come our phones suck?
I don't know. I think we're in the process of buying a new one, but... You know, we're not Amazon Prime, I guess.
We got one on layaway.
I'm going to add something to that cart. I'm going to add this 90-inch TV to our cart.
Oh, man.
Because I'm not right. We have some potential Hall of Fame Bone Pick Mondays here lined up. Thanks to Justin and Nick.
Yeah, he got a couple of them.
Yeah, they're working hard back there on the phone screening.
If you want to read a couple of texts, I'll reboot the system. And we'll try and take at least a few calls before we do the contest here in 5 minutes.
Oh, that's right. Play When Gives coming up.
Yeah.
And we definitely need the phone to work for that.
All right, so read a couple of texts and I'll reboot.
All right, buddy.
That's from the weather center. That's
wow, Al, this lady said her fiance and she went out. Oh, they go so fast. A 75-inch TV was $5,000. 88-inch was $20,000.
Wow. Well, mine was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa!
There's
TVs that are worth $20,000?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you go get 100-inch.
But that's a car.
Go get, yes.
Now everybody's texting too fast. I have a bone to pick with people texting too fast. I can't read them.
Wow.
Jennifer wrote us and said to the parents in the high school drop-off line, and she wants us to make sure she put high school in there.
Yes.
You don't have to watch your kid walk all the way into the school before you leave. Guess what? They're in high school. They're going to be fine.
You know what, though? But these are the last days. Before you know it, you're not going to be watching them walk anywhere. I feel bad.
But it's high school.
I don't care. It's the last days of high school. And before you know it, you're going to be watching them walk down the aisle and walk out of your life. Yeah. Let them sit there in the parking lot and watch their babies walk into school.
You're okay, slowing stuff down.
It'll be okay, Kelly.
Even those elementary school kids.
She's 10, Kelly.
Kelly's already sad.
She's 10, Kelly.
I am.
She's
my 10-year-old daughter.
She's 10,
who's going to be 11 in just a couple weeks, next month. I'm just looking at her. I'm like, where is the time going? It's just so sad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's so sad.
Our boy Trey in the control room.
Yep.
You have a bone to pick, sir?
I have a bone to pick with yoga.
Yoga?
It's too hard.
I know, right?
It's too hard.
I hate it.
I want to be good.
And
how many classes have you done now?
Oh, I've done
a 15-minute beginner's class from YouTube. And I am making some terrible, terrible noises. My girlfriend recorded me.
That's you?
That's me.
Do you have a collar on?
It's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
I totally agree.
Can you touch your toes yet? Because I've been doing yoga now for...
It took me a year to touch my toes.
I can touch my toes, but it's the other poses, and I just shake the whole time.
You'll get better. It's a practice.
You keep doing it, yeah.
Man, I want to be...
It's very frustrating.
I want to be able to put my hands flat on the ground when I bend over.
You can. You just have to... You just have to practice.
Without bending my knees.
Lay down on the floor. I can do it.
Because I've been doing this yoga thing for 3 months, going consistently.
Daily?
Not daily, maybe once or twice a week.
Yeah, see, my once a week didn't work as well as I thought.
And I feel like I should be able to at least wrap my fingers over, under my toes.
Every day is different.
Well, maybe if you don't do yoga every day, you could at least stretch every day and just try to touch your toes every day.
Yeah.
Maybe
you need to do some moves every day.
How'd you ever come out with that New Year's resolution of being able to split?
Oh, man, I stopped that. Remember I got a hernia?
Yeah.
I got a sports hernia?
Yeah, the splits aren't in my future. Some people in that class are just Gumby.
Uh-huh.
But once you just have to swallow your pride and be like, I suck at this. I'm going to stretch.
There's this guy that's this dad in my yoga class. His kid's probably in high school.
Okay.
And he is so limber, but he looks like he's just probably your accountant, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
You wouldn't think that this guy would be able to do the things he does. He does those poses where you're on your hands and your legs are up in the air and then you twist it around. Yeah, the crow.
The limber accountant.
He's so limber. But he walks in there in his suit and his glasses and his briefcase.
Yeah, he does.
And he knocks it out of the ballpark.
Sharp.
Yeah.
Batman.
Sharp. Yeah. I think our phone.
Counted by day. Yoga by night.
A yogi.
Phones are back, I think.
All right.
Daisy?
Yes.
Hi, Daisy.
Oh, thank you, Daisy, for being on the phone lines. That worked now.
Yeah, no problem.
What's your bone pick?
So my bone pick is with my best friend, who I invited for a bike workout at White Rock. And halfway through White Rock, we met up, and he confessed to me that he didn't know how to ride a bike, so I had to push my bike all the way around White Rock Lake while we were just walking at a slow pace. You had 19 years to learn how to ride a bike. He just now confessed this to me.
So, wait, but he made the effort of bringing a bike.
We met up halfway and I rented one.
Oh.
And so, I'm riding. I'm like, where are you? Oh, by the way, I can't ride a bike. So I had to push it the whole way through. We're already halfway. I was super far from my car. So,
yeah.
What's
the possibility of romance here between the two of you?
Oh, after that decreased it so much.
The bike, huh?
Yeah.
He lied.
Yeah, he lied to her. Mm-hmm. But props to him for trying.
Yeah.
Even though he knows he doesn't know how to ride a bike, he wanted to be with her that bad that he tried.
Another activity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but never again will I ever be embarrassed to walk whole White Rock Lake carrying a bike around.
Yeah.
Sorry, babe.
Riding a bike can be hard.
Is it weird of me that I was driving home yesterday and there's this park and I saw a mom teaching a little girl how to ride a bike? She's pushing her.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I pulled over and watched because I thought it was so cute. The girl was falling. She was out there. The mom's running along the bike,
so
pushing
cute.
I just thought it was so cute. Yeah. I pulled over and I'm like, I'm that creepy person sitting here watching.
Were you emotional? Because you've been very emotional lately. Were you crying when that was happening?
Bawling.
Yeah, I know. I knew it.
Very in depth with my emotions.
All right, this is the one I wanted to go to earlier before the phones
still
crashed.
Got him.
Michael got back on the phone. Michael, we talked to you when? Last week?
Yeah, last week. Last Friday.
What did we talk to you about, sir?
I was the guy that called in about the $10 on Kit Kat.
So, yes.
Yeah, remember he won the scratch-off?
Yes. And you bought Kit Kat.
Spent it all on Kit Kat. So why do you have a bone pick Monday?
Well, I have a bone to pick with my wife, who was not happy with my purchase. Because it turns out she was listening that day. And says I should have spent it on pretty much anything else, preferably a healthier option.
We wouldn't have had as much joy. You gave us joy with your Kit Kat.
You did.
Maybe, did you break her off a piece of that Kit Kat bar? Or did you eat it all yourself?
No, remember, I ate it all before I even called
you. You ate four, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's like a 4x4.
My man, Michael.
Man.
Yeah. Hey, be careful when you call in. Your wife might be listening.
Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Hey, we want to break you off a piece of this play, win, give. How about that? Give us a call right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What caller number would you like, Jenna?
Oh, let's do 13.
All right, caller number 13. When you get in, we're going to give you 5 questions. If you get them all right, you get $500 for yourself and $500 to your favorite charity. We'll play next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, we have a new fun game we're going to play. Weekdays at this time. You know, we asked you to call in about 10 minutes ago. But
yeah,
all you got to do is answer 5 simple questions, and then we'll hook you up with some money, and then you can give the matching amount to your favorite charity. It's called Play, Win, Give. Let's meet our contestant and bring him in. Andrea, how you doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
Yay!
Good,
girl.
Justin said I was a backup. He didn't say I was 13.
He fooled you.
Trick.
Yeah, we want to make sure you're super excited when you come on the show.
I'm super excited.
Well, tell us about yourself. What are you up to right now?
I am about to pull over because I'm driving to work.
Perfect.
Smart woman.
What do you do for work?
I do payroll for Victoria County.
All right.
Oh.
Shout out payroll.
Yeah, payroll.
Hey. You're the most beloved person in that office.
Every Friday, yeah.
Every other week, let me tell you, I am favorite.
So you know what everybody makes, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of power.
That's so much power.
A lot of power.
I would love to know all that stuff.
And she can keep a secret. I hope.
I have to.
Do people always try to ask you to see who's making what when they're going in for contract?
Well, see, I don't tell people, but it's public information. Mm-hmm. Like, you can go look everybody's salary up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess since you work in the county,
everything is public information.
Wow. So we could look up and see how much you make.
you totally could.
Well, hopefully we can make you $500 richer and the charity of your choice $500 richer as well.
I hope so.
Who are you playing for, Andrea?
St. Jude.
Okay, good.
Do you have a particular reason why this charity is close to your heart?
I have even when I was, young, my mom used to watch those infomercials all the time with Marlo Thomas.
Yes.
And it's always stuck in my head, those little babies and those little kids. And I have 2 kids, and you can't imagine, them being sick and being so helpless. So I've always said that charity.
Awesome.
Good luck, Andrea, because every question you get right today, you get 5 questions. Each one wins you $100. So that's $100 for you and $100 for your charity. So we hope you get all 5 right.
Right.
Me too.
And look, the question should be pretty easy. As long as you listen to the show and you keep up with pop culture, it should be pretty good for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's get to the first question. Andrea, what singing competition is set to make a comeback on NBC if they ever hire any judges other than Katy Perry?
American Idol.
Yes!
That is correct!
$100 for you! Mm. $100 for St. Jude's Hospital.
All right, here's question number 2. Kelly Raspberry and her husband, Alan, met on what dating app?
Bumble.
Yeah! Bumble, that is correct.
Hello, I'm Alan.
All right, Andrea. 2 weeks ago, tennis star Serena Williams gave birth to her first child. Whew. This is a tough one. Was it a boy or a girl?
It was a girl.
Good job. Afraid we were going to ask the name, but we didn't. But
the name's too tough.
Because all I knew was Junior. I don't know the name.
Alexis Olympia Ohanian Jr.
That's right.
See, yes. Go.
We told you they're easy questions. That's why we said boy or girl.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So we're up to $300. Jenna, next question.
All right. Here's your question. Which cast member owns the most automobiles?
I'm going to guess Big Al.
Boom.
He's still outpacing. That is right. Even though Kelly Raspberry is making a run for it.
They're for sale, but they're still technically his.
Yeah, you're a close second, you and Alan.
All right, Andrea. So far, you've gotten all 4 questions we've asked you correct. That means you have $400 for yourself and $400 for St. Jude.
Oh, my gosh.
You can make that and even $500 if you get this last question right. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. The 25th season premiere of Dancing with the Stars is tonight on ABC. Who is the host of the show?
Oh, man.
That is incorrect.
That's all right. $400
You did
for
great.
You. $100 you for well the feud. And the answer to that, of course.
Tom Bergeron.
Oh, he's always
out.
I thought it changed.
No, he used to be America.
Would we have accepted that other girl, Erin?
Erin Andrews?
Andrews.
Maybe.
Yeah, we would have given her a bonus. I guess she kind of hosts with him, right?
Yeah.
Hey, but hey.
Congratulations.
$400 for you, Andrea. What are you going to spend that money for yourself on?
I have no clue.
Oh, that's even better. We don't know.
Yeah. The holidays are coming up. I've already made my Christmas list.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, that's probably what it'll go to.
Skipping Halloween like that.
Oh, I'm not buying anything.
Stop skipping over my favorite holiday.
I'm not buying anything, but I made my list.
Already seeing Christmas decorations. Can we give Halloween a minute?
I don't have a Halloween list.
Ah, I'm sitting here looking at how I'm going to scare people right now.
I know.
Oh,
I think it's time. I think it's early enough that I can start scaring people that come to my house.
It's only 97 days to Christmas, Jenna.
Right.
It feels like it's closer than that, but I guess not, huh?
You can start all this stuff after October 31st.
No, it's too. It makes me panic to think about that.
All right, Andrea, you hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your $400, and we'll give $400 to St. Jude on your behalf. Thank you so much. Have a great
Have a great morning.
You too.
Congratulations.
How about that? First episode of Play, Win, Give.
Yeah.
Well.
$400 winner. We'll play again tomorrow around the same time. We ask you to call in around 720 Central. This weekend, we had a fun time.
We did.
That main event with our kids, former kids. We had a nice little reunion.
Yeah, I'm sorry I couldn't go, but I had previously committed to a charity, the ELISA Project, which raises money for men and women, young people who battle eating disorders.
Okay.
And I'd already committed to that, so I'm really sorry I missed out. That's I saw the pictures.
Everyone
and it looked
asked
like
about
fun.
You. Kids, we should call it kids, adults. Because a lot of them...
Yeah, they've grown up.
I mean, we've been doing kids for over 20 years. So, facial hair, I mean...
Deep voices.
Yeah,
voices.
Yeah. One of them rolled up in like a car. I mean, his own.
We have kids that are living in the dorm rooms now. They're full on in college.
Yeah.
Shout out, Caesar. Yeah, man. And you say, hey, what's up? Expecting those cute little voices we had back in Disney World.
Hey, what's
up? How you doing?
No.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, JC? Good to see you, bro.
Beating you in bowling.
Can I buy you a shot over at the bar?
I mean, it was cool.
Some of them are. They're about to be that old.
Yeah. But thanks, main event. It was a lot of fun. We did some bowling. We did some video. So I'm trying to lift a child out of his wheelchair and put him into a game, right?
Uh-huh.
And
you pull something?
No.
Did you hurt the child?
So I did, and I've got him in the game. It was one of those racing car games. We got in the game, and I was trying to get him back into the wheelchair, and his leg, it was just tightened up. The muscle was tightened up, and I couldn't get
spasm?
Yeah, I guess. And I couldn't get it back into the foot brace to chain it to strap it in. And I'm just trying to be as tender as I can and gentle. He goes, push it! I'm like, okay, my man.
Yelled at you.
My man. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. Okay, Zakiah. And anyway, yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, that guy, he almost beat me at bowling, too.
Yeah.
Bowling's hard.
Bowling is hard. They have such cool stuff at Main Event to help the kids bowl, too.
Yeah. They have little ramps.
Little ramps so you can sit right in front of their wheelchair.
Yeah. Thank God for bumpers.
Oh, man.
I would have gutted out every time.
I think I hit my first one was a strike, and then after that was just downhill.
Yeah. You know what it is? You guys use too heavy of a ball.
What are you?
Because you try and like
be manly.
Look at me, I'm strong. Yeah. You use a heavy ball, and it throws your game off.
Really? Oh, I was using 14 pounds. Is that too much?
14?
Yeah.
For you?
The 10.
Oh my gosh, that's so heavy.
I didn't know. I just
how would you do
it.
That?
Because I felt like 14 felt like an adult name. Or size.
Well, as long as the finger holes are big enough.
Yeah, they're extra large.
You go down a little bit and wait.
Jenna, I got the extra large.
Oh, Lord.
The extra...
JC's feeling better.
The extra large finger holes.
Hey. I thought you did a schmedium ball.
No.
Baby ball.
Yeah.
Sir, do you have a schmedium?
Full man.
Full man ball.
Yeah.
I got a cousin named full man ball.
All right. So play, win, give. We'll play again tomorrow, 720 Central. Now, coming up next, we'll tell you who's going to be joining us for another B-Dubs Music Hangout. It's a pretty cool star. We'll tell you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Just played our first edition of Play, Win, Give. What, Al?
Al's got something to say. He's got his hand.
Waiting
for a moment.
I was trying not to do a thing because I knew JC had somewhere he's going here. Yeah. I wanted to ask you one quick question about Alan because the promo reminded me of it when we're coming back on the air. has Alan mentioned that anything about the slingshot and JC and I getting one and going riding?
Yes. Hello, I'm Alan.
I mean, he invited you, but remember it was a busy weekend.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Whenever y'all have time, just let him know and he'll work it out.
Okay.
See, Alan, we all came back from our family vacation in Mexico. We landed Friday night or whatever, and Alan's like, hey, y'all want to go slingshotting tomorrow? And it was just like this bad timing.
Yeah, we're like, we're tired.
Anytime you're ready, he'd love to.
Alan bought a slingshot, this real cool three-wheeled deal, and we all want to buy one and ride around in our little slingshot club.
Oh, you borrow one out, you're going to buy one.
Oh, I believe.
I know you.
Speaking of slingshots, I believe our boy Trey is now in the slingshot club.
Yeah,
was that yours?
Yeah. Got one of those myself this week and got a nice slingshot.
Yeah.
Made a wood. You're able to pull back the elastic band and throw rocks at people.
Like the old school slingshot that we used to use with
Did you ask your girlfriend before you made that purchase?
It was her. That was the flip. It was her that made the purchase.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All
right. She said, no, we're proud owners of a slingshot.
Awesome.
Trey got all excited and then it was a real
apparently
one.
There's a slingshot convention or something coming up or a get together. I don't know.
What
Alan,
is it?
I don't know.
Why don't
he's
you look at your group?
Club on Facebook, a Facebook club, and there's some. He's already excited about that.
I got invited to a slingshot group on Facebook, and I had to turn it down.
Why?
Because I don't have a slingshot.
You don't have to have
I'll
a slingshot.
Join.
I'm going.
I don't want to be a poser.
I'm posing until I get one.
You are going to get one, though.
Yeah.
Okay. See, as long as you're going to get one, you're going to be fine.
All right.
Hey, we got to get to this, too. Today at 8:25 Central, we're going to do Love Letters to Kelly, you know, because it's Monday, and why not?
Yeah.
But tomorrow at that same time, Cardi B is going to join the show for a B-Dubs Music Hangout.
Hey now.
You know Cardi B.
Good.
You love the song, Al?
Dude, I like the song, but
yeah.
It's kind of dirty.
Yeah.
Well,
can we play it?
Nope.
No?
Lower, nope.
Just the beat.
She's fine, man.
All right, that's Cardi B.
Yeah. Hot little mama.
Yeah, she's a great rapper.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I think I can say that. How old is she? I think she's like 25, 24.
Are we playing how old is she? I'm going to guess she's 22. Cardi B.
I'm going to guess 18.
Are you going 18? You're going to go on it?
I don't know how old she is.
I think she's old enough for me to say she's hot.
Uh-huh. You want to know?
Yeah.
24.
Oh, there you go, Al.
Cool.
Right in your wheelhouse.
I can say she's hot there. All right, good deal.
You've been getting any 24-year-old phone numbers?
No. There's really nothing I can do at 24. No. I mean, I guess
you could.
No.
Yeah.
You need to go off.
24
time.
You got this, buddy.
24 don't want you no more.
Yeah, you don't have the energy to keep up.
Yeah, I told a girl that the other day. I said, you know what? Just gone. She said, she was like, some music came on. This was yesterday in the bar. Some music came on. She starts dancing. She goes, oh, you want to go party? I said, why don't you go over there and party and then come back? I'll be right
here. Tell me all about it.
My man.
I said, go over there and do all that. And then come back over here. I'll be sitting right here in the same chair.
You can still do that. I always see those like creepy older guys that are like in the club sitting in the booth just watching their hot young thing dance.
Oh, I felt like such a creepy older guy this weekend. I went to a 16-year-old birthday. Party.
Why?
Because I got invited to it and I was like, sure. It's a pool party, so I felt good about it.
Party for who? I'm sorry.
My buddy's son turned 16 and he also had the boxing match, the Canelo.
Oh,
Triple
there
G.
You go. Yeah.
Okay. So we were out there for that, but I realized really quickly that you cannot blend in with 16-year-olds very well.
No, probably not.
Because they all like clumped up, you know, girls on one side, boys on the other side. So I wanted to make sure they all, you know, meshed together.
You're trying to bring them together.
Why don't you just hang out with the adults?
Sure. Well, that's too easy.
That's true.
JC. So I made the awkward walk out to the girls, you know, because I wanted to make sure they wanted to hang out with the guys.
Mm-hmm.
And
hey, ladies.
Yeah. First of all, hey, ladies, what's thrown out there, Kelly? That was my number one mistake because they all looked at me like, did he really just hey, lady us?
who's the oldest?
And in my head, I'm like, yeah, I hey, lady, you guys, what's up? And then they didn't say anything when I said, hey, ladies. Not a hey, nothing.
Yeah, because they're like, that's my dad's friend.
They just stared at me.
That's my dad's friend.
Why'd your dad have to bring us friends?
Well, my buddy had his son very young, you know. So they stared at me, and then I was like, so, you guys Carter's friends?
Oh, no.
They all looked at me and said, yeah.
Oh.
They thought you were trying to pick up on them.
I wasn't. I'm trying to get them to go hang out with the guys. And as soon as that happened, I was like,
why?
All right.
You know this age. They don't like to do that.
I sucked. I had no.
I'm embarrassed.
I was so embarrassed.
That's the worst day when you realize you're too old for something.
Yeah.
I'm too old to fit in the cute little Jeep, you know, toy Jeep. That's a sad day.
How did your facial hair compare to the other teenage boys?
Oh, I was killing it.
Really?
My facial hair was on point. I was probably the best facial hair there. Well, if you don't count the other adults.
So you're better than the 16-year-old kids.
Yeah.
I guarantee if those 16-year-olds weren't shaving, they'd have more facial hair than you.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
No, these guys, nothing on me.
I'm bragging about that. You're bragging.
Yeah, right.
This is 3 weeks right here.
It's 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Dude, come on.
Can you see it?
Seriously?
Yeah, I can see it, actually.
It's fluffy.
I can see it. That looks like
it's patchy, but I see it.
A normal guy, that might be about 3 days.
Really?
I would save so much money that I spend on shaving at Art of Shaving if I didn't, you know, if I had your facial hair.
Why do you leave this stuff up here on the cheek?
My burns?
Those are not attached to the burns.
Yeah, my burns got to go. The whole thing.
Those are just like a lonely patch in the middle of the cheek.
No, that's just
you just always look like you overslept.
Yeah, it's like a 5 o'clock.
When I don't shave?
That flavor saver is that I hate that. I hate calling it that, but I don't know what else to call it.
That's probably my strongest.
It is your strongest. Because been growing it since you were 12, right?
Yeah, I grew it.
Why don't you try to do like a Fu Manchu thing and get rid of all the stuff on your cheeks and neck and do an intentional
goatee?
Like Jeffrey Dean Morgan had last night. That intentional. No, he had a full one last night.
Yeah.
Who had an intentional one that I saw recently? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Why don't you do that?
Well, the problem is it'll look like a cattail because this side, my left side, does not connect. Only the right side connects. So it'll just look like a thick cattail.
Hashtag beard problem.
Oh, so it's always bald right there.
Like a C. Yeah, it'll just look like a C.
We'll do that. Sport that look.
And get the J.
You can do, man.
The goat C is what I would call
it. You'll have the mustache like 3/4 up here and then come around
a little bit. Start something new.
Yeah. I'll come in tomorrow with my goatee. Yeah, I'll do that tomorrow for you guys.
Yeah, shake it up a little, Jason.
Just going to warn you, ladies. Don't get too turned on.
Okay. I'll try not to.
Please don't, yes. Speaking of guests, too, we were talking about the guests coming in. Dylan O'Brien, if you're a fan of Teen Wolf.
Yeah.
He's got a new movie with Michael Keaton coming out. It's already out, right?
Office. Yeah. Yeah, it opened in second place. We'll talk a little bit about movies in the Showbiz Top 5.
Heard Mother didn't do well.
Did not.
Oh, no.
Did not.
And Luis Fonsi.
That's
Justin, but he's on.
I'm excited for you to interview him.
He's been around for a while, so I've known about him for a minute.
You've
been
like wanting him to
sit down
a big break. Yeah.
So I got to sit down with him. You'll hear that on Thursday at 7:50 Central. Finally got my sit down with Luis Fonsi.
Was he more nervous to meet you?
Nah, he was cool. I was way nervous.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
At this time tomorrow morning.
Kiss.
Hey, Cardi B. She's blowing up everywhere. Everybody's talking about Cardi B.
And the B is for boobies.
Yeah, we're gonna put her on a little bit later in the show. You know, just
more butt, Al. She can twerk with the best of them.
Yeah.
Maybe you can rap with her, Al.
No. See, I have a hard enough time rapping on my own. I'm not only going to attempt to rap with a professional.
Right. Can you rap like this?
Dance, I make money move. If I see you now, speak, that means I don't.
Got a good flow.
She's got a great flow.
Go ahead, Al.
Work them.
It's like the slow rap. We can understand what she's saying.
That's true.
Real quick, before we get into Love Letters to Kelly, by the way, Big Al, if you're looking for a new business venture, Jan Wenner is selling his controlling stake in Rolling Stone magazine. If you're looking to go into the printing industry.
That magazine gets thinner and thinner.
Yeah.
But it's Rolling Stone, Al.
All right. I might put in on it.
Yeah. Look into that, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. Can't believe you saw it.
I personally would not myself.
But hey. All right. Speaking of advice, Kelly just gave you some advice about.
Hey, don't do that. You don't need that.
Let's go into the love realm with.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
This is a different kind of letter here.
Is it really?
It's kind of a combo of a love letter / bone pick.
Oh, it's a bone pick love letter.
They have a bone pick with some advice you gave last week.
Oh, okay.
I'm not one to offer advice to anyone, much less a radio station. But your answer made my heart literally hurt. Last week, you, 913, you stated for the woman who found out her date was cheating on his wife to just let it go. I've been that wife. I would rather know and see it in black and white so I can make choices about my life. Should we buy that house? Should we go into debt? Should we have a child? She should absolutely send a copy to the wife and then block them both. I wish someone had given me proof a lot sooner. This would have allowed my husband and I to talk, get some counseling, and figure out what we needed for our marriage, or if we just needed a divorce. I found out after a 2-year physical affair, my husband needed some serious attention from me. We went to counseling and learned a lot. I have to say, our marriage is a lot better now, but I would also say if I got a copy of that letter now, after all our work, his butt would be out the door in 30 seconds. Give the wife a chance to make decisions for her own life.
I'm sorry, that's fine. That's your. I'm just telling you, they asked me for my advice.
Love
they asked me.
That's Anna. Right.
Anna. And I mean, that's, if they would have asked Anna for Anna's advice, she could have told them that. But they asked me for mine. And mm-hmm. I'm not trying to diss Anna. That's her I'm just giving my
opinion. You would rather not know as the wife?
I'm not going to be the one responsible for potentially breaking up a family. Let somebody else be. He will burn himself. He'll burn his own fingers, whatever. I'm not going to be that person because I don't want that on
I thought about that a lot, too, because I was in that situation, would I want to know? Would I want some dude to come up to me and tell me, hey, your wife's been hollering?
So many women know in the back of their minds, and they choose to ignore because ignorance is bliss, and I don't want to risk. And some people have that knowledge, and they know, and they choose to stay.
Yeah.
And some people, you know, I'm not going to be the woman responsible if the woman wasn't having an affair. She found out the man was married. I'm trying to remember the letter.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So she didn't do anything wrong.
She found out on Facebook.
She wasn't a mistress.
Yeah.
But she found out this man's married.
He gave her phone number, remember? And then she went on Facebook, typed it in.
I would let that be somebody, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's just my stance on it.
That's fine. That's
Anna has a different, and that's fine.
That's why we call it.
Would you want to know, Al, if you were in that situation, if you're getting, if somebody's, you know.
If my girl is cheating on me.
Would you want to know? Because there's that Brian McKnight song, but I don't want to know. But would you?
I guess I do.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I guess I do.
Nobody wants to be made the fool.
No. Right, right.
I totally get that.
It's so situational, too. Like, has he been having an affair on me for years with this woman who just found out he was married to me or something? Then, yeah, I do want to know if he's been having some long relationship. Was it a mistake? Was it a one-night thing? I don't know if I would want to know
that. He's on Bumble, so he's on a dating app, so he's been looking for somebody for a while.
And with that said, I'd want to know, but like Kelly said, I don't want to be the one to have
a ruiner.
I don't want to be that guy.
And a man or a woman will lie, and they'll get out of it. I don't know.
From the text, though, it's not her breaking up the marriage. It's the husband who cheated, and it's his actions breaking up the marriage.
Sorry, it's not going to be me.
I feel you. I know.
It's love
it's tough.
To Kelly.
It's tough.
What about
we could have, you know, I'm just saying, you know, and I'm not everybody's going to agree with me.
What if you knew it was if you knew that you're a couple friend of yours, like your best girlfriend's husband is cheating on her?
I
know
we've
talked about that. You'd tell him to tell her, but if he didn't tell her, you'd say something.
I would say something if it's a best friend situation. Yeah, if it's a relationship that I know about, I'd say something.
But strangers, you'd rather her find out.
Probably, if it was like, my best girlfriend, I'd probably go to her instead. I don't know. Would I go to him first and say, hey, I'm going to tell her? That gives him a chance to cover
his tracks. I told the guy, I was like, I'm going to tell her if you don't, so you better tell her.
Yeah,
it's your relationship. You better tell her.
I have an emotional investment there.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I married a little over a year ago after a 6-year relationship. He talked many times about his desire to have children, even had names picked out. Since we got married, he completely flipped on me. I have talked to him until I'm blue in the face. He keeps insisting he does want a family. However, we hardly ever do laundry. I'm completely heartbroken. I have broken down multiple times and cried my eyes out. Every time he reassures me that things are going to change, but they never do. I'm nearing 30. I feel like my time to have a family is running out. I love my husband, and the last thing I want is to get divorced, but I feel like he's just telling me what I want to hear to shut me up. I've always dreamed of having a family, and it's not something I should have to let go of, especially after getting married with the mutual understanding that we both wanted children ASAP. Should I keep hanging on to hope that things will change or come to the realization my marriage is a lie? What can I possibly do, Stacey?
I'm not saying necessarily your marriage is a lie. There might be a reason. You know, is he's saying he still wants children, just not now?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it the fact that you aren't doing it a lot, so you're worried? You know,
he might have some things.
Because it seems
going
like there was like two different things. Like we got married and suddenly that kind of shut down, is what it sounds like. And is it shut down to prevent you from having children? Or is it just shut down and now you're thinking, well, if we don't do it, we're not going to have the children? And he's saying, well, I want to wait a minute anyway. So it sounds like y'all both need to go do some counseling. Sounds like it to me. It sounds like he's not closing the door. He's just wanting to keep it shut for a while.
Guys, we're scared of children.
You're not 30 yet. Yeah. And you still have a nice little window there. Not a huge window. So talk to him. Say, are you wanting to have children in 2 years? Because that's still a pretty reasonable window.
Yeah.
But once you hit 35, I'm telling you, it gets really, really hard. So you need to explain, and he needs to understand from a biological standpoint that that time is not on your side. It doesn't have to be necessarily this year, but when? And if he doesn't give you the answers you need to hear, you need to get counseling. I just wouldn't walk away from it. Because then, you know what? You're going to have to go out and find somebody else to fall in love with.
Right.
And get married and then make a baby, you know, and all that stuff.
And that's a few years. That's a process.
And if you really
there.
Love him, I mean, what if you try to get pregnant and you can't? You know? You have to look at, I mean, you need to go to counseling. That's something y'all need to work out.
Yeah.
All right. Love letters to Kelly.
Update. A few weeks ago, I wrote you about my 35-year-old husband refusing to go to the doctor, Kelly. You advised me to keep trying to get him to go in a loving way. Big Al said to trick him and say we were going on a lunch date. Well, I went more with Big Al's advice.
That's fine. If it works, I'm glad.
But told him the dog needed to go to the vet, which was all well and good leading up to today because he kept his morning open. But that led to the complication of he's going to figure out something is up when we don't take Kevin with us. I'm assuming Kevin's the dog and we're not driving towards the vet. So time to use some truthful statements. When I unexpectedly arrived home this morning, I told him that I got a phone call from the doctor's office about coming in. I had some scans done yesterday, so he just assumed it was an appointment for me. So Kevin was going to have to go to the vet another day because I needed him to come with me. So at least, I'm sorry.
That's very confusing.
All right.
So she got him to the doctor.
At least that willingly got him to go inside the reception area. The appointment went fine. However, we did get some blood work ordered. But point is, he went to the doctor.
Right.
Thank you, Alexis.
Good. Thank you for the update. I hope everything comes back clear.
He is slightly annoyed at me.
Yeah.
Of course he's
going to. Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been seeing each other for 8 months. We've been taking things slow as he has 3 daughters that I've never met, and I have 1 daughter. Recently, their mom has introduced a boyfriend into their lives that his girls do not like.
Mm.
So we've decided to put our relationship on hold and not take the next step towards marriage so not to contribute to the girls going through an even greater tumultuous time. I love him, but it looks like this is never going to end. Should I stay with him for as long as it takes and hope that things will calm down eventually? Or should I move on for my own daughter's sake, Haley?
That's not even 8 months.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So why can't y'all just date a little bit longer? Were they planning, they're postponing a marriage? Is that what she's saying?
I guess they're postponing moving the relationship forward.
Why can't y'all just keep
dating? Think she means maybe to not meet his daughter. She still hasn't met him. It's been 8 months.
Well, with me and Alan, his rule was 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, and I would give him, I mean, yeah, it's taken him a minute to adjust. Why do you have to walk away?
Right.
I mean, I don't understand why you're having to walk away.
You can still date, right?
Doesn't sound like you have that. If you're willing to walk away over that, mm-hmm. Then it's not like you're that invested anyway. Why don't you give it another minute? Give it another minute.
Yeah, right.
Do the kids know that Alan was dating you before they met
you?
Yes. Okay,
the kids were so excited to finally meet.
Okay.
I mean, it was a big deal when the day finally came.
So it's not like a secret.
It was a big deal. But, I mean, give him a minute to adjust to the new guy.
Do you put a timeline on that to meet them?
We had 6 months. That was our timeline. So that was his timeline. That wasn't mine. That was his timeline. And this is fine. It worked out. You know, I would have liked to have met him earlier, but that was fine. It worked out the way it did.
Sure.
And look at us now.
Married.
But I don't understand what your rush is. Why can't you give him just a little bit more time for the girls to meet? He's not saying you can never meet them, is he?
I don't think so.
Some girls like to introduce him to the guy on the way back home from the club.
Well, that's what that girl is. She did. And the guy is apparently not a good guy.
8 months is a long time, yes. But now the other woman's done. I have a feeling that kids have an easier time with dad meeting someone than they do mom.
Yeah.
But all dad knows is my kids are having a hard time right now.
Right.
And he's trying to help them get through it. So why don't you have a talk with him and say, you know, how long are we going to wait to meet? A year? That gives you 4 more months.
Yeah, that's fine.
If he's the one you're willing to spend the rest of your life with, you can't wait 4 more months? I mean, I'm thinking big picture instead of the immediate. Because, yeah, it's hard. Man, it seems like those first 6 months of our relationship until I met Alan's kids dragged forever. It seems like we're never going to get to 6 months. We're never going to get there. And we finally did, and then it was great. So,
And now you're a mom to them.
You just need to have a timeline on it if it's that important to you. Say, okay, it's been 8 months. How about 4 more months? I think a year, that's enough time. And the kids, they may not accept you either. And that's just, you know, you got to decide how much are our children going to rule our lives. Mm-hmm. And that might be a situation you want to walk away from. If he lets his kids control everything about your relationship, because kids aren't going to like everything. And, you know, if that's going to ruin your chances at a happiness together, then it might be worth walking away from.
But give them a chance to warm up to you, right?
Give them a chance to get adjusted. Yeah. Get them a chance. If they're having a really hard time with the mom thing and the dad wants to say, hey, let's give them a minute before we double whammy with another one.
Yeah.
I get that. But if it's going to rule every decision he ever makes for the rest of his life, and you have to decide, I don't think I want to be on the back burner for everything.
That's a red flag, right?
That's a red flag.
Yeah.
That was a very convoluted answer.
It's a tough deal. I mean, when you got...
It is a tough deal.
Two couples, different relationships, and children.
It is hard.
Yeah.
You know, and kids do, you know, I get it. Kids are hugely important, but so is the relationship between the adults.
Yeah.
Word.
You don't want to always be second choice.
Solid advice. We got more of that coming up on Wednesday with Kelly. Love letters to Kelly. Go to KidNation.com. Find the love letters tab and write us. Hopefully we'll solve your problems on Wednesday.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.